And we are back. You are listening to Javin's Den. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. On the break, that was the Statues of Liberty, Sex and Cigarettes. One of Pip's favorites. One of ours, too.
I love that song so much.
I'm glad I played that for you.
I am glad you
band.
Played that
They're
for
good
me.
Band. They're not touring anymore, right? They're done?
No, no. You know, because one of the... they're all gone their separate ways. The drummer is playing in a band called the Hard Nips. Hilarious.
Ah.
a bunch of nice Japanese girls. Nips. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Yes.
Right on. I want to check those guys out.
Yeah,
is Ann Jackson
great.
in the
they're
band?
Great. No.
Oh, it's a
no.
Shame.
That's
they're,
brilliant.
They're all like hardcore, beautiful Japanese girl called the Hard Nips. I think they're hilarious.
And they play what? They play metal?
Lower East Side.
Why don't you get one of their CDs?
You know what? I'll try to get that for us.
Yeah, right.
Next time they play out, let me know. I got to go check them out.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. So, it was good to hear them. You guys been listening. Thank you thus far. Very, I enjoyed the first part. We got into romance, and then probably the most important aspect of the show is we debated what was more disgusting, snot or crap.
That's right.
Yes. And very important to us.
Joe lost another debate. Men have died. Underwear's been lost.
Underwear's been sniffed.
For the loom fruits have died.
Men have died.
Yes, exactly.
I can't even go on Facebook and go, you know, Devin and I had...
And you can't even go on the radio and form a sentence because you're choking. Go upstairs and ask the missus for a dum-dum lollipop. You can suck
I have a holes.
It's not working.
I just got it.
No.
Don't tell him what to suck.
Mm. Why not? I'm the boss. I tell him where he can go all the time.
But like I was
but
saying,
he never goes.
Yeah, there's not a debate I'm going to put on Facebook and we're going to go back and forth and I'm going to look like idiots.
I probably will.
And you go, Joe? No, you're not say.
Joe started another fight on the show. He stuck up for turds. I know he usually does, but this was a different type.
God, what's wrong with us?
We don't got time, but we're not that far off from the hairstylist, I'm just saying.
The only show that is pro-turd.
Yes. Well, no, not the whole show, just one of the members of the show. We're a head butt away from the hairstylist.
For some reason, Crimson Cat in the chat wants to know if you have your leather on. Did I miss something?
Yeah, really. Yeah, really. Wow.
Do I have my leather on?
I don't know.
I don't know what she means either, but I'm intrigued.
I am too. You're going to have to follow that up with an explanation this season.
And no, Crimson Cat, you know, things have not been going well financially, unfortunately, so I have my pleather on.
Oh, terrible.
And I find it's more stain resistant.
The fashion police are not going to be pleased.
So whether it's turd or snot, I feel the pleather is the preferable.
That sounds like a great name for a guy, turd or snot.
Well,
I had a game I don't want to play, but...
Well, they play before the Hard Nips. Turd or snot.
They open up for
That'd
the Nips.
Yeah, they do. It depends on the show.
Has Crimson explained?
Yes, she says he's giving Joe orders. Ah, so you are the...
A dominatrix.
You're the dominator. And you're the submissive Joe.
What else is new?
Hey, that little red ball in your mouth, it kind of like brings out your eyes.
That's why he couldn't talk. He was choking on the thing.
thing rames
Wouldn't it be a better show, though, if Joe did do the show with the ball in his mouth?
No.
At least during political debates.
Oh, God. No.
What, Joe? I don't understand your point.
Red boy, Jimmy's caught in the well?
Oh, Joe's having a flashback to Lassie saying what a good show it was.
You're like Bing Rames in Pulp Fiction. You okay? No, I'm far from okay. These boys tried to debate me and put a bowl in my mouth. You can go now. I'll take care of this shit.
Very good.
Good job, Joe.
Thanks. My God, what a...
The story. Man of half a dozen and one impressions.
I'm impressed.
I didn't say we weren't impressed. I said impressions. Yes, it was very impressive. You're quite talented.
Yeah.
You deserve the comfy seat.
I love the comfy... This rules. I love this seat.
I know. He's very happy.
Because, you know, after 3 hours in that metal chair, my ass is like... It's like horrible.
Thank you.
Your ass wasn't so fine before the chair.
No.
No, those metal...
You need to be comfortable when you're doing this.
Those metal chairs, even with the cushion... And I got plenty of padding, but that was brutal.
Oh, and the cushion... Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit about the furniture for the show.
I do. I have to sit in it.
Yes.
I long for the days of snot.
It makes him cranky. It makes him cranky.
No, 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 no. He had the comfy chair last week.
why did you throw gas on that fire?
I'll tell you what, after last week, I should give him the metal chair with a spike. Comfort does not do the show well, Pip Hillick.
No, well,
it makes me comfortable, not pleasant.
he was more ornery than usual, and he had the shittiest love, anti-Valentine's Day letter ever.
Well, you've often said to me when I'm in a crappy mood, I'd have my better shows.
Yes, but Joe's always in a crappy mood. It's just the degrees of crappy mood.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that summed it up. Now we'll move on with stories planned.
Oh, you got to tape that.
Yeah, I am.
I will have one little thing.
No. Sure. Well, Joe, that's your area of expertise. Yes. Figure out how to download it, and you can save it. Inside radio.
Inside radio.
Joe is very upset about something. I'm like, well, I got nothing to do with it. Don't blame me for this one.
But you know what? The funny thing, it's like that crazy lady at the gig. You know, it's not your it's not your fault, but it's your problem.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know what? You're absolutely right, Joe.
That happens at the day program. Well, you have to figure something out that somebody else did, and it's like you get so involved with it. It's not your fault, but it's your problem.
It was. Yeah. And it was soft.
Yeah.
Unlike most of my problems, which just linger and fester and manifest itself.
Well, at least this one had a nice ending to it.
So far, I wait to see what happens with that and what next week.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But anyway, all right, enough with our problems.
Rightio.
Other people have problems. Mm-hmm. Truckers have problems.
Yes,
they do.
Not just Trucker Tom. Trucker Tom has different types of problems.
Before we get into the other kind of Trucker Tom.
Sure, I derail my show.
No, no. Trucker Tom is not going to be a trucker anymore.
What?
He's quitting in a few weeks.
So what? Will he be anti-Trucker Tom?
He will no longer be Trucker Tom. He'll just be like Tom.
So Tom will now go from best cook in a big rig.
Yes.
To an average shitty cook in a house. All right, Tom, good luck with that.
isn't he moving to South Carolina?
He is. Yeah, I don't know if he wants everybody to know his location, but, you know.
Oh, sorry,
let's
dude.
Give him the GPS coordinates.
Why do we give him the coordinates, stupid? Trucker Tom's been tagged.
I think he mentioned it on Facebook, so it's not like.
Yes, but not everybody on his Facebook, but other people besides his Facebook friends listen to the show.
I don't have the street address. There's a whole state they got to find the guy in.
They've seen his face, his selfies. Right. Anyway, so what are you going to be, Tom, now that we've brought this up?
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to be when he grows up.
He's going to be a cowboy.
That's right. Lisa says he's going to be a home cook. Well, you never know.
Well, then he's going to need more than one pot.
But you know what? That pot has made some really good stuff.
You've never tried it. It's like watching a cooking show.
It looks good, though.
It does.
It looks good.
It does, but it's like when I watch Top Chef. Well, that one should have won. Really? Did I really try the food? No.
he's killing me with the tortellini soup he's making tonight. It's killing me. No, really.
All right. Can I go on with our show?
Yes. Okay. Oh, Christ. He says, I'm staying Trucker Tom for the show, since that's how everyone knows me.
So what are you going to be doing?
Look at Tom taking one for the team. Nobody else knows me as Trucker Tom, but for you guys.
I like that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Listen, after Joe Curry gets remarried, he was going to change his name to her name. He wants to make it so much. But for the show, he's still Joe Curry. He was going to take his pal's name. But now, not. May I?
Yes.
Thank you. Christ, it's like really, it's like, you know what it's like sometimes?
You're yelling at me, what
I'm not yelling at you. You'll know. Listen to last
week's
show.
Are you yelling?
No. Listen to last week's show. You'll know when I'm yelling at you.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not yelling at you. I'm discussing with you.
I brought it up because we were going to talk about truckers, and he had mentioned it earlier, and I said I'm waiting for the trucker segment to bring that up. So there.
Don't look at me again.
It's like doing a show with the psychopathic hairstylist. Mine is the headbutt.
I'm like the complaint department right now.
You need a trim.
Well, usually you're the cause of complaints. Be happy, stupid.
You got expertise in this field.
Do you really want me to start analyzing you? No.
We don't have an 8-hour show.
Exactly. Anyway, all right, Pep. I'm going to move on with the show.
Yes, you need a trim.
I need some trim.
That's your name.
I don't know if I need a trim. I need some trim.
Highlights would be good.
I don't really care what it looks like.
Jim, don't look at me.
I'm not, because there's turds down by that trim.
Not snot, because I think that's disgusting.
Nobody wants turdy trim.
One more word, I'll take my shit and go home.
No, I didn't douche. I know, it smells like a salmon shit itself down here.
Can you see the salmon? Oh, excuse me, I have to go to the men's room. I got some shit on my scales.
Wait a minute, now I'm getting blamed your conversation.
As well,
Crimson
Cat
says, oh my God, Pip TMI. I'm not the one talking about trim. I'm talking about...
No, you did. You said I need a trim.
I was being a crazy hairdresser lady.
You're still Pip Helix to us.
I was not being disgusting.
Well, you can't
at that moment.
Meanwhile,
it's in your blood, kid. Don't fight it.
Meanwhile,
embrace who you are.
Meanwhile, there's a salmon trying to wash shit off its scales.
And Joe embrace. Joe, you don't have to wash it off. It's fine. You're covered in water. Turds are turds.
Well, you poor little fishy. Don't we want you to be all nice when the bear eats you?
See, bear spit out a salmon. This salmon shit itself and right before I put it in my mouth.
The bear looks at the bear looks at me. You don't tell me if you're shitting this salmon. Well, what do I know? You're a bear, stupid.
I wouldn't call a bear stupid. It's not going to end well for you.
Yeah.
You're a different type of bear, and you're going to lose.
Yeah, like the bear's going to go, fuck it, let's get a pizza. No.
Can I go on with our show?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just saying, get on with it.
Even Tom's upset with you, too.
Yeah, right.
And Tom is like the king of the chat room derailing. So Tom's like, enough.
I've been sitting there holding the damn copy for the next story. I've been more troubled in the past 5 minutes.
The first 5 minutes of the show were fine.
I understand.
Sitting there looking attentive apparently annoys Devin.
Ready.
It throws me.
Yeah, it does. He doesn't like that. He's ready and ready for the next story and attentive. Damn it all! How dare he be...
How dare you derail me by being ready?
How dare he be a team player, second Mike?
I just expect consistency out of you folks, and being ready is not part of it. I shall move on. All right, so we go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
We will certainly do.
A truck driver drove his 53-foot truck. That sounds like a big one.
Ooh.
Onto a pedestrian bridge. This caused damage to multiple trees.
As it would.
Yes.
Concrete railings and two pedestrian bridges. The driver was taken to a hospital for evaluation and issued a $579.80 ticket for reckless driving and failure to obey signs. Investigators said the driver told them he had followed the instructions from his GPS when he drove onto the pedestrian area park.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Over the second bridge, did you maybe realize by then there's a problem?
Really?
But Joe, the GPS clearly said, no, keep going.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah, but when you're that far in... Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to throw it in reverse and go backwards the same stupid way?
So we are not buying that the GPS is a good enough excuse for this type of driving.
No, it's a combination. It's a combination of a stupid software and a stupid driver.
Now, I'm not disagreeing. Yeah. I have a similar experience. I believe it was in Wisconsin. It might have been by Green Bay. I'm driving with a...
When we were on tour?
No. There was enough other horrible experiences.
Oh.
That had nothing to do with you, for a change. I was driving with Dennis Ross, and we'd flown in, and now we had a drive, and it's a snowstorm because it's Wisconsin. Why wouldn't it? So I'm following the GPS, trying to make up time. We're running behind this, that, the other thing. The GPS tells me to go down this road. This road is very dark. This road is very bumpy. This road is very snowy. It turns out it's not a road. It's snow moguls.
No!
How many miles did you realize that?
What am I going to do, Joe? I mean, I knew what the hell I was in. I just got to maneuver the moguls. I mean, I don't know where the hell I'm going. I'm trying to get to the gig. This is all... It's not like I should... Well, I guess I shouldn't have listened. I had no other ideas.
I just... You know, it's funny also, too.
And it's a little cold. So I'm going bumpity bump. It's blinding snow. Dennis is not the type of guy you want stuff getting knocked loose at him. I don't care. I don't care what Joe says about Terry.
No!
Oh, that's funny.
Not in the car, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. But how many times are you, like, running late for a gig, and this happens all the time, you go down, and you're, like, in the middle of Pennsylvania, you go down the road, and it's middle of nowhere, and you come up to, like, dead end, and you just hear, like, there's woods in front of you. You have reached your destination. Well, at least if I'm entertaining Thumper tonight, maybe, but a country club full of people. I don't think this is the joint.
Well, we had this thing going on this weekend. Now, I have the instructions of where to go. On a piece of paper in front of me.
Again, frequently I tell you where to go. You just don't listen.
I won't listen. And my friend has got the GPS on, and I'm saying she's watching the little line on the GPS, which is bringing us the wrong direction. And I'm saying, she goes, I know what highway we're supposed to be on. I'm looking at the sign. I'm looking at the piece of paper.
When she did that, I thought she said, I'm looking at the stars. I thought she was Galileo.
Yeah, right. Probably have better off with the stars.
She might be.
But I'm saying, go to the right. Go to the right. No. No, no, other right. She's going to the left because the little line said to.
You know what Sensei Ferdico says when people don't know their left from right? They go military right. Military left.
I just looked at her and I said, she goes, oh, look, it brought us over here. I said, no, I was telling you, the right, the right, the right. You kept going. She goes, honestly, I wasn't listening to you. I was looking at the GPS. I'm like,
we do.
Oh, motherfucker.
Because that's what we do. You trust a little box.
Yes, you know what, though? I map everything out. I don't trust that damn thing as far as I can throw it.
Well,
believe me,
you're
I want to throw
divorce,
it.
Well, so you know not to trust the little box anymore.
Yeah. It lies.
It does lie. It makes you do things you don't want to do.
They always do. Yes.
But I'll bring a map with me just to keep my eyes on the GPS.
Because that's old school. That's old school. I can't read a map.
But you know what? I'll keep it because I'll look at the map. I'll map it out and just to give an idea where I need to be. And I'll make sure that the GPS coincides with that.
Yes.
Because sometimes the thing – there was one time we were going home. We were on tour in Michigan. We're coming back. And I'm trying to go from Flint all the way down to Ohio.
This was you and I.
Yeah, to catch 80. And I'm thinking everything is fine. We wind up at the Canadian border.
No.
And I'm like, why the hell are we here? And David goes, it's probably bringing us over through Canada so we can get us to the edge of by Buffalo and we can shoot down. Well, I go, I don't have a passport. And he yells at me. He goes, well, why wouldn't you have a passport? Why would I have a passport to go to Michigan? So we do, so.
Well, Joe, those are part of those no-go zones in there.
So we never know when we're going to have a GPS accident. We're going to cross into Canada.
There's Sharia law in Michigan. We're going to go circle around and go to Canada.
Yeah, so basically we had to turn around and head back in Ohio. We did the tour again. I wound up bringing my passport. Stupid GPS brought us
up. Yeah, I told you to because I've done it enough. I should have told you the first time.
Maybe you should have.
I guess you're up at the border just in case.
Because yeah, I think it's one of the things where you can go either way and the GPS goes, yeah, you know what? You should see Canada.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tom says that it's a case. I mean, the case that we were talking, the story we're talking about, it's a case of a stupid driver. How about using your eyes, not your damn GPS?
Yeah, Tom feels like the whole industry has been besmirched by this clown.
Let me tell you something.
Not even trucking GPSs are totally accurate.
What's the difference between a trucking GPS?
I don't know, Tom.
They have a deeper voice.
That's Breaker 1-9.
Yeah, y'all turn here, make a left. It looks like there's some bittles up that road, Char. Go up there and make a turn. But, you know, it's
road
funny.
Road tar. Oh, the road tar.
But let me tell you something. Tom is like an exception to the rule because a lot of truck drivers.
We've never ridden with him. We don't know if he's an exception to any rule.
Well, no, he seems like a very, you know.
We know he makes it here every Tuesday, which is all we really care about.
But there, a lot of the truck, I mean, I had a truck driver call me one time. And he goes, yeah, I'm up.
We talked about this.
Yeah, he was all the way, you know, all the way, like he was supposed to be Westbury. He goes, yeah, I'm on Route 9-3. And I go, that's not close to here. Well, you're in Westbury. Yeah, Long Island. Where are you? Up by Buffalo. Well, we'll see you in 9 hours. You're 9 hours away. Well, unless you got jets on the back of that rig of yours, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I love Tom. I love Tom. I hate truckers. They're cutting me off. They're putting their stupid back spray on me. Not a fan. I understand why we need them. They're very important
in commerce. But it's sometimes they don't have GPSs. I'll try to.
How can you be a trucker and not have a GPS?
Some of them don't. I go, all right, you turn here, make a left. I go, well, where's your streets at? We don't have a streets on there. Well, how am I supposed to find it? I go, I told you 3 times. In lieu of the street sign, they built a 5-story hotel on the corner. The name of it is the So-and-So Hotel. Make a left there. Well, what if there's no street sign? How many times have I got to repeat myself? Make the left there.
Well, no, let's be fair, though. You bring up a good point. I mean, this guy's not alone. This guy's not alone in these truck mistakes. How many times, at least a couple times a year, you know, in this area, we'll hear a story in the local news about a truck driver that went on a parkway where there's no trucks allowed, and then they get stuck under the overpass.
Stuck? I watched one time I was on the Northern State Parkway, and I'm going the opposite way, and a moving van slammed into the overpass, and some poor guy's house was all over the parkway.
Oh, no.
It was, at the same time, the saddest and the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Because it's like I hope you enjoy your new life on the median strip, because that's where all your shit is now.
That's where you're
gonna
live.
Oh, that's terrible.
At the same time, it was the saddest and funniest thing I've ever seen.
I totally understand that. Tom just said that he had a GPS one time tell him to make a right halfway across the GW Bridge.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, Tom.
David probably programmed it.
That really wasn't an error by the manufacturer. I mean, funny you mention it, but
He said, just that we know, trucking GPSs have stuff like low bridges, scale houses, and other non-truck routes that will help you avoid.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's good.
When it works.
Well, yes. there was a gig I was doing. I was working up in Connecticut, up by Hartford, on a Friday night, and I was working down by Allentown on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I set the GPS, and I look at the map and everything like that, and I got so screwed. All the GPS was telling me when I left Hartford is that it's a six-hour ride, and I have to make a left when I get on a certain highway. You know the highway that goes between Scranton and Allentown, and you go under the tunnel? There's a tunnel. Well, there's a tunnel you have to go up under. And it tells me that as soon as I go under the tunnel, there's a right exit to make, and the gig is 5 minutes from that right exit.
Right.
I get under the tunnel, I go to the right exit, it's a service entrance for vehicles with a gate there.
Oh.
So suddenly, I'm 5 minutes from a gig. Where the gig starts in an hour, I figure I got, 50 minutes to hang out. Now I go, I can't turn there, it recalibrates itself, and now I'm 5 minutes late.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, we encountered that when we were in Vegas, trying to drop off the car.
Oh, yeah.
We gave ourselves plenty of time until the GPS said, no.
And the funny thing is with the GPSs, I mean, some of them, like the Garmins and the TomToms and stuff like that, the smartphones have a better GPS, because what got our ass out of trouble is Davin goes, what's the address? Oh, this is the address, and this is where it is. I put it into the
GPS. Tony gives me like I'm angry.
Because you were pissed off because nobody was
happy. We had no sleep. But you had just gotten a fucking ticket and we couldn't find where to
Yeah, we wanted a bowl of fucking jelly beans that night. Morning. Let me tell
you
something.
Just me, all right?
Yeah, I know, I didn't say it wasn't you. You know.
A bowl of jelly beans.
No. Maybe like the birdie bots, like all the all rotten jelly beans.
I'll reenact it. He's like, oh, shit, I don't know. All right, give me the goddamn address, and I'll try to find.
That's more accurate description.
Yeah. However, I got out the iPhone, and I typed it in, and it brings up on the map, and that was the thing that got us. The iPhone actually is a better GPS than a lot of, like, better than a TomTom or
The problem with the smartphones thing is you got to pay for it because it's roaming and shit. You got to pay all that, right? It's up your data, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't use it. I mean, that's why. Listen, nine.
Well, worth the money that day. We would have missed the damn flight if it wasn't.
No. I'm glad you had it. Yeah. But, I don't use mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I use the GPS.
Yeah.
And so, we used to use MapQuest and stuff like that, and that would give you terrible directions.
Oh God.
Yeah, I would still. I'd still use MapQuest. Yeah.
And here's the thing about paper directions: they don't recalculate. Basically, you're like a son of a bitch. You're throwing it out the window because you're in the middle of a cornfield and you have no cell service and you don't know where the hell you are.
Yeah. I was going to some gig when we were still playing with Fall Down Laughing. I remember it was someplace in New Jersey and Satan's Comic was there.
Oh, Glenn.
And so I remember we were going there and I was following MapQuest directions, and so it neglected to tell me that one of the streets it desperately wanted me to turn on was a one way the other way. And it was like, oh, son of a bitch. So I had to, like, use my spidey sense to get my way. I could see where the club was. I couldn't figure out how to get at it, so I had to just figure it out.
My favorite GPS story is I'm driving with Rich Carucci. Mm. He's a comic. He books us on a high school graduation cruise. We're on the boat with high school kids, which, sounds exciting, but there's some of them are still illegal, and you really don't know. So it's not that exciting. And you're stuck with them. But for certain friends that we know, fucking the love
party's
boat.
On. Ahoy there, captain. Yeah.
Let me drop anchor here.
Yeah. Dropping more than anchor.
Yeah. Anyway. But not me. Anyway, yeah. So we're trying to find the boat, and the GPS is not finding the boat. And Rich is driving, and he's getting very upset at his GPS.
Right.
So he takes the GPS and starts abusing the GPS like a wife that doesn't listen.
Oh, no.
He just starts smacking the shit out of it. Bam, 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 bam. I'm like, oh, my God.
Like he's going to knock some sense. All right. No, all right. I'll get you there. I'll get you there. That's a fucking
deal. The GPS, I kid you not, was so traumatized, it started stuttering. Kid you not. True story. He created a speech impediment in a computer program. And when we called them for direction, hey, where's the boat? Kid you not, this was the answer. By the water. Thank you, stupid.
You're the one looking.
We all found it. We're a bunch of high school kids. Somebody should take geography class, assholes.
The one time I decided to get a GPS is I was doing a gig in the middle of Pennsylvania again, and I was so lost. And I called the restaurant where the gig was. And usually when you call the front desk at a restaurant, yeah, I'm trying to find the directions. I don't really know. How did you get there?
You know? All the yeah. time that happens.
And, yeah, they and have no idea. There
was, but then again, I can't tell you to get to my house. So,
but still.
And yet we still find our yeah. way.
By, moving it.
By luck, I had a girl that knew exactly where I was, and it guided me right in. Got me, I gave her a hug when I got there. That night, I decided I got to get
there. Because she guided you right in.
Some of this, some of these people, when you get the right person, it's really like landing an F-16 on an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
It's like waving. Because you're a little unshaky. There's some crosswinds. You can make a right turn and wind up in like a dairy.
Yeah.
But how pathetic is it that nowadays we have... We're so accustomed to people being so stupid and such bad customer service that you get one reasonable person that can tell you exactly what you
have. But even sometimes when I give directions.
And we give a parade.
Yeah, but I mean, the most infuriating thing is you go into the gas station, because that used to be the gas station guy had the answers. Yeah. No, they don't have answers.
No,
they don't live in
they
that
can tell
area.
You how much unleaded costs, but they can't tell you
they
to get around the corner.
They don't live in the area and they don't know how to go anyplace.
Oh, I love when they go,
you need to get to the bank in Pakistan? I can help you out.
But it's like when you do get one and you go, yeah, where's so-and-so? Oh, you're not even close. I wasn't looking for partial credit. Where the hell is this place?
Yeah.
You royally fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even sometimes, like with the truck drivers that come in, it's like, now I turn on your block. Now, what do I do? You go to the end of the block. I go, well, how do I know it's your place? The big 10-foot sign on the end. It's so simple.
Well, you know, but sometimes people don't use common sense. Like Tom was furious because he's like, the first thing you
really
learn.
Really? Did you capitalize in there?
A little bit. The first thing that you learn is you don't go on parkways because of the low overheads.
But they do.
And
they
says do. No trucks on the parkway, low clearances.
But they don't think it pertains to them.
I know.
It's every other truck
well,
but us.
How low could it be? You're carrying a house on the back. I mean, it's going to be
it's
low.
It's not a big house.
When I had movers going, now I wasn't moving a long distance, but I had movers following me to my new house. I know that there's a low clearance overhead on the way. I took the other route.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well,
like,
smart.
Duh.
So we all admit we're kind of reliant. Well, you're not you, Pip, but Joe and I, we're relying on our GPS at this point.
Yeah, but the thing about it is a truck barely fits on a regular road. If you're on a path, you notice that the road is considerably smaller. And then you go over one bridge and destroy it. And as you're heading over the second bridge that you're destroying, maybe this is the wrong way.
But here's the thing, and I've been in that position, as I explained. You think, well, somebody must know better than me because I've never been here.
Right, so, you
assume that the people who are telling you what to get there, they've had somebody who's mapped this out.
You're hoping for advice from a local. It's in a fucking satellite above the Earth. It is not a local.
Yeah, but the people, who developed the program, they know the maps, they know the locales, they know where the Texaco station is.
They see a line. They don't know what that line really is.
My GPS can tell you where a KFC is. I just want to know where the Knights of Columbus is.
I know.
Yeah.
And there was some GPS, like the G, and a floor in a lot of GPSs, if you're in Pennsylvania, and like if I'm working down in, down by where the Amish people live, Lancaster and that area there. There's a route, and we've discussed this, Route 202 that you take when you get off 80. You jump on 202. There is about a 10-minute period where you're on Route 202, and the road disappears, and the GPS has you going through a field.
Oh, the GPS is like, fuck it. This is the Bermuda Triangle of Pennsylvania. Where are you going?
And
what are you
just
doing?
Aboard the cows.
You're on a modern road. You're on a modern road, a modern highway, but it's got you going through a field, and it's a floor. Because I discussed it with Davin one time, and I go, yeah, you ever take that run down around 202? Because yeah, mine does the same thing.
Oh,
you're
different.
It just stops. Yeah, different brand. You got like a Garmin. I got a
I had a Garmin, but now I have a Magellan. Same
thing. Yeah, I got a TomTom. I had two TomToms, so I would go through there, and it's just now a field. It just has you going through a field.
And like the the little car that you are, or triangle, whatever it is,
it's
like kind of, it's shaking. It's shaking like a chihuahua outside in like the 9 degrees.
It's trying to tell you that you're going through a field, but no, you're not going through, you're on a modern highway.
Yeah, Tom's like, oh, fucking hell, Route 202 sucks ass, I've done it before.
Let me tell you what the trucker GPS is.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
For about 15 minutes on 202, it's just like you go through a field.
So did you miss all the cows? Did you nail in Amish people while you were driving through that field?
But there's really no fields around.
But, it's a main highway.
But the thing is, it's a brand new highway.
No, now you get to Lancaster. This is Lancaster.
Yeah, it's on the way there. Now, the thing about it is when I had my old GPS, I'm like, all right, I'm going to feel maybe there was a brand new highway. They just built the thing. Right. And I'm like, all right, maybe
the next version will have it.
Right, which I bought my GPS last year,
mm-hmm.
In 2013 when I was doing my Santa Claus season because I wanted to get a new one. And when I worked in Lancaster last year.
You just follow Rudolph's nose. That has been good enough for you.
Oh, okay, we stop.
All right, so that's what it feels
guilty
like.
Yes. But then when I bought my new GPS, brand new out of the box, and when I did that run down Lancaster, sure as hell, I'm in a field again.
I get free updates with my GPS that I bought. It still doesn't update. It still doesn't fix that.
Still a field. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Tom was making that point, is that people don't realize that you have to get the new updates, and that when you have your iPhones, the apps will update, but your GPS might not necessarily.
But even with the update, they still have you going through that stupid
still in the field.
All right. Well, for me, excuse me, for me, the GPS is a piece of technology I can't live without.
Right. Same here.
I can't read a map. I was never a huge fan of AOL Maps or MapQuest or Yahoo Maps or that. So the GPS is a piece of technology I can't live without. Is there anything you can't live without? One piece of modern technology.
Oh, I was going to say maps.
No, modern technology.
I know. I would say this isn't
the 1400s, and we're not China.
I like maps.
I would say the smartphone. Smartphone is one of the greatest inventions ever made. Because you could figure out everything on it. However, though, when I was driving, we were heading back to the gig. Now, the hotel was 9 miles from the show. This is up in Schenectady on Friday
night. He's loving the Schenectady gig.
It was on Saturday night. And the thing about it was snow. It was about like 7 inches of snow. It was dark in the middle of nowhere. And I had
You got 7 inches of dark?
Once again.
That seems light.
Anyway, so, but I was telling...
Pit Pelix with the Z.
Yeah, I was telling Johnny, I go, let me tell you something. Without the GPS, it'd be a bitch to get back because, it's
so
dark.
So the GPS is your... Yeah. Is it a smartphone or GPS?
I would say smartphone because I could always jump to the GPS on a smartphone.
There you go. It's right. Like a Swiss Army knife.
Do you mean just travel-wise?
Anything. Like just a piece of, fairly modern technology.
Oh, well, I mean, anything that brings me to the internet, that's what I need. I need a laptop. I need a computer.
Be specific, please.
A piece of technology.
There's a difference between a PC and a laptop.
Well, I like the PC. I mean, I know that I'm not the most technologically savvy.
You got a GPS in your car from 5 years ago. We know.
Yeah, I don't
have it. It's a sundial.
It hasn't been opened up. It hasn't been opened up out of the package.
It has been. I have a flip phone. It's fine. It works for me.
I had a flip phone before this phone.
I had a flip phone before. I recently got a smartphone. It's not like I had them when they first came out. Jesus Christ, mine's 2 years old.
Yeah, I don't have the most up-to-date piece of equipment, so I have a laptop.
Neither does Mr. Helix, but you love it anyway.
Very nice.
Give me that one.
By the way, Tom says 7 inches of dark, he couldn't fit the other three.
He's not a team player, Tom.
We'll give Tom that one.
Everybody's weighing in. Everybody's
Tom says he can't deal without satellite radio. That's his thing.
But that's going to change for Tom now that he's not driving so much.
I know. Presumably, you won't be spending as much time in a vehicle, so you probably won't need it as much.
Tom can enjoy it from the comfort of his own home.
That's right.
Yeah, see, that would be nice. And but from the comfort of your own kitchen, with actual all kinds of tools and gadgets and appliances.
I just need a pot!
I need a pot and some fire!
Like me when I come home from the show at night.
Yes. But he's making more than ramen.
Yeah.
Well, I need a laptop.
Okay.
Because I need to be able to bring the internet with me.
But that's pretty new, your laptop.
Yeah, it's my first laptop.
Oh, okay.
The only place I could get internet was, on my computer at home or at work, or, if I could borrow other people's computers.
I think Joe's is probably the most one that makes most sense because it kind of encapsulates what you and I both need. Because with your smartphone, you can get online.
Yes.
And you can use the GPS.
Yes.
So
I'll eventually upgrade. I mean, Mr. Helix is making noises that he would like to upgrade to a smartphone.
Thought that was just gas.
Yeah, I did too at first, and I was ignoring it. But it was two rooms away, so I wasn't listening to it.
Yeah, there was one time where if I didn't have a smartphone, I would have been screwed. I was doing a gig in Jersey, and I'm by Newark Airport, and I go, all right, I got to find out where the direction.
That's where Joe gets all his experiences about black people. Driving to Newark Airport. Because you see all these black people, they do this, that, the other. It's when you're driving to Newark.
That's anecdotal evidence day.
That's exactly Joe.
Whenever he was
back. Joe was confused by this, though, but you would think it would...
He would be jumping on it and saying, yay!
But what the hell did I wind up here?
You drove here, I don't know. Just follow the GPS, stupid. Go on, Joe, you're driving to Newark Airport.
Excuse me. So I'm driving... Now, if that was in a napkin, we can analyze that and see if it's better than a turd. But anyway.
we're bringing phlegm into it? You're making it a more complicated argument, are you, Joe?
I'm on the way to a gig, and I'm by Newark Airport, and I go, all right, I got to get the directions. I left the directions home. What would have been a major league problem was solved very quick, because basically I knew it was a church gig, and I knew the name of the church. I bring it up on my phone. I get the directions. I bring it on the GPS, and I was able to get
save the day.
And what would have been a major league issue was solved in 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes, about 3-4 minutes.
There was one time that Mr. Helix and I were going away on a trip, and I write down everything in my little plan book. Right. I write down our e-ticket number. I write down the you know, the number of the plane, what time it's, blah, 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 blah. Everything's in my little thing. Except the name of the hotel where we have, I don't have the name.
Well, we're here. Where do we go?
Yeah, no, on the drive to the airport, and we can't go back home because we will miss the flight. I go, I don't remember the name of the hotel, and I don't have it in the Book of All Knowledge, which I always have with me and has everything in it. I'm like, what the hell? Now, the thing was that this particular, they had like a marketing tool for tourists where they had all the pictures of the hotels in the city all drawn. And so I knew what it looked like on that little, like, marketing tool. Like the
what are you, Lassie? Which one is it, girl? Which one is it?
Two Lassie references in one show.
I know.
I'll be doggone. All right.
Barrel? Joe Barrel. You had to know that was going to suck as it was leaving. I know. You're usually good. You had to
sometimes
know.
Sometimes you throw it. Yeah, sometimes you got to throw it. Just to throw it.
Really?
Just to throw
really?
It.
Really? Yeah, you're almost exhausted. You're like, I got one more.
Don't care. I had to
you
throw it.
You threw a hanging curve.
I had it. Sometimes you just want to throw it.
I want to throw it back.
We got all the way. I can't remember which city this was that we were visiting. I don't remember if this is when we were going out to wherever.
Right.
I don't remember which city it was, but I was like, oh, crap. So we got all the way there, and then I was in the hotel. In the airport, and I'm frantic. I'm like, I got to figure out where we're supposed to go. And so I go, do you have one of those maps? And it was so prevalent. They had one with the picture, and I'm like, that's the one.
Take us there.
What's that called?
Take us there.
That's where we got to go.
It's called a placemat.
Oh, thank God for those little cartoons of the little hotels. That's how we found where we're staying.
What are you, fucking like reading hieroglyphics to get
places? I was. It was ridiculous. Thank God that they had the same thing that I saw online.
I think
that's how I mean it.
I think because that was such a spirited conversation and the time, I think we're going to have to wait, blow off our drunks in the news this week.
Oh, okay. We'll do it. Well, you guys can do it next week.
You guys, you're not going to be here?
I will not be here. I told you guys I won't be here on the 24th.
Did she tell us that? I don't recall.
Yes, she did.
I did. I sent you an email and I said...
Never got it.
Never
got your email.
Really?
Really.
I got it.
Okay, yeah. But I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, no. Work thing.
Are you going to be here on time?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Devin's monologue show.
Finally, I will be on all political show.
No, you guys, it's funny. There was one show where she wasn't here and I was running late, and you were telling the story. You're like Passover, like this full explanation.
Well, oh, like, no, really?
It was, I remember.
I was listening to stuff to get edit. For iHeart, and I was in the car heading to a gig, and I go, let me just get a basic idea what I had to sit and listen to. I listened to the whole thing, and it was one Pip wasn't here, and I was running late, going into explaining the history of Passover. So much.
I kind of did that with Katnica.
Well, maybe it was on. I forgot what I was laughing my
was
ass.
Was it decent? Did I pull it off at least?
I learned a lot.
Really, that's all you could ask.
Devin was performing a seder all by himself.
Someone needs to eat these bitter herbs. Fine, I'll eat them.
Huh. I like the mortar. Yum, 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 yum.
I mean, I could do a certain amount of show by myself, but the show is geared to have other people here.
Yes.
Sorry, I did send it.
When?
Weeks ago.
Never got it.
I got it. It was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Never got it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
If I don't respond...
Assume that you don't know?
Yes.
All right.
Pretty good.
Oh, Jesus.
Pretty good way to get things.
Well, sorry.
Was there anything else I needed to know?
No, that was it. I was like, can't make it.
Oh.
Can't do it.
Guess we won't play games next week either.
Yeah. No, guess not.
All right, we'll do Drunks in the News next week.
All right.
We'll have to do the Polish metal band next week. Sorry, kids, but the GPS thing was just so spirited.
It was. that's what we like to call it.
Yeah, we'll come back with...
We've been trying to get to the GPS one for months. So
we had it there, but we had other stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. Come back in a few minutes. You can listen.